You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The Commerce Ministry has sought a reduction in the import duty on gold in the forthcoming budget with a view to push exports and manufacturing of the gems and jewellery sector, sources said. In July this year, the centre hiked gold import duty to 15% from 10.75% to check the current account deficit and rising import of the yellow metal. The basic customs duty on gold is 12.5%. Along with the agriculture infrastructure development cess of 2.5%, the effective gold customs duty will be 15%. PTI quoted sources saying that as the gems and jewellery industry has recommended the Commerce Ministry for a cut in the duty, the Commerce Ministry has urged the Finance Ministry for the same. The ministry has also asked for tweaking import duty on certain other products to boost manufacturing and exports. Every year, the gems and jewellery export industry seeks a reduction in import duty. Meanwhile, India's external debt stood at US$610.5 billion in the second quarter of 2022-23, down by US$2.3 billion from end June 2022, the Finance Ministry said on Thursday. The external debt to GDP ratio stood at 19.2% as at end September 2022, as compared to 19.3% at end June. It said at end September 2022, India's external debt was placed at US$610.5 billion, recording a decrease of US$2.3 billion over its level at end June 2022. Valuation gains due to the appreciation of the US dollar vis-a-vis major currencies, such as the euro-yen and Indian rupee, was placed at US$10.6 billion. Excluding the valuation effect, the increase in external debt would have been US$8.3 billion, instead of a decrease of US$2.3 billion at end September 2022 over end June 2022, it noted. In the railway sector, Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off West Bengal's Howrah to New Jalpaiguri Vande Bharat Express virtually on Friday. PM Modi's mother, Hira Ben, passed away in the early hours of Friday, which is why he couldn't attend the inaugural ceremony in person. Modi waved the green flag via video conferencing today. The ultra-modern semi-high-speed train is equipped with state-of-art passenger amenities. During its inaugural run today, the HWH-NJP Vande Bharat Express will stop at 17 railway stations. It will take more than 20 hours to reach the destination. The train will start its commercial run from the next month. On Thursday, the Ministry of Railways released the details containing the timing, stoppages and days of operation of the blue and white coach train. The train will ply 6 days a week except Wednesday. This semi-high-speed train will take 7.5 hours to cover a distance of 600 kilometers. Moving on, the government on Thursday said the food processing industry has made an investment of Rs 4,900 crore under the production-linked incentive scheme so far. The PLI scheme for the food processing industry with an outlay of Rs 10,900 crore was approved in March 2021. It is to be implemented for a period of 7 years till 2026-27. An official statement said, under the PLI scheme for food processing industry, a total of 182 applications have been approved under different categories. This includes 30 applications under the PLI scheme for millets-based products, it said. The statement said, as per the data being reported by the PLI scheme beneficiaries, investment of about Rs 4,900 crores has been made under the scheme. Over to industry, the sweetener offered by billionaire Gautam Adani's conglomerate to the once-defined founders of New Delhi Television Limited could test India's takeover regulations that require all shareholders to be paid the same price by an acquirer. Founders Pranoy Roy and Radhika Roy sold 27.26% of their equity in NDTV to Adani-controlled RRPR Holding Private at Rs 342.65 per share, according to an exchange filing Friday, an almost 17% markup to what minority shareholders received in an open offer that closed December 5th. The transaction that will boost their stake in NDTV to 64.7% was announced last week. Lastly, in the healthcare sector, Union Health Minister Mansukh Mandaviya on Friday took to Twitter and said that all the manufacturing activities of Marion Biotech at Noida unit have been stopped Thursday night. Mandaviya also informed that the investigation against the Noida-based drug maker is underway. Mandaviya tweeted, following inspection by CDSCO India INF team in view of reports of contamination in cough syrup DOK1 Max, all manufacturing activities of Marion Biotech at Noida unit have been stopped yesterday night, while further investigation is ongoing. Earlier this week, Uzbekistan's health ministry stated that 18 children have died after consuming DOK1 Max syrup, which is manufactured by Marion Biotech. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.